Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. The death toll from the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria has now topped 20,000. The Chinese balloon that was, you know, shot down just recently, according to the Pentagon, it was part of a wider Chinese snooping effort. And John Fetterman, the new senator from Pennsylvania, was hospitalized today after feeling lightheaded at a Senate Democrat retreat. He has been, you remember, he's the one that had the stroke about a year ago, so he's still in the hospital as they are observing him. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Going back to the death toll, I mean, just over 20,000. The first day was 3,500, and I thought that was atrocious. Second day, 7,700 death toll, and I was like, wow. And then yesterday, over 12,000, and I was like, okay, that's just too much. And now it's over 20,000? Just terrible. I know, seeing the pictures and the videos coming out from Turkey and Syria, it's just heartbreaking to see what's going on over there. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. According to the, the Inflation Reduction Act, they've made some changes to electric vehicle tax credits. It will determine price limits. It updated the vehicle classification standard to determine the price limits for the vehicle tax credit. So $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit, it will now be $55,000 for sedans, up to $80,000 cap for SUVs. So the Model Y was the best selling electric car of 2021, apparently. And so with this new classification, the Tesla Model Y was overpriced for sedans, but it will qualify under as the SUV tax credit under the new policy. So the median, so one thing here is the average owner of an electric vehicle continues to be male, 40 to 55 years old, with an annual household income of more than $100,000 a year. According to a report, the annual income of a family ready to buy an EV was $150,000 a year. So those are the people looking to who either are the buyers or looking to buy electric vehicles. So they're hoping, when I say they, I mean Congress, I mean whoever is the ones handling these things, these tax credits, they're hoping to get buyers that make less than $100,000 a year to buy an electric vehicle. This is them incentivizing to go buy that. So what do they do? If you got to buy the vehicle still going to cost $70,000, $60,000 for the vehicle. Maybe if it's an electric vehicle or Model 3 or something, maybe $30,000, $40,000, it'll qualify still. And then you'll get a $7,500 tax rebate on your taxes. And they're hoping that will be enough to try to get more of the average American buying electric vehicles. Like I said before, the biggest problem we're going to have with electric vehicles is that this was the government picking the winners and losers. And this is just another prime example of them doing that. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. Highway 90 also, our slowdowns have cleared up in between Pace and Pensacola. And 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in without any major slowdowns. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, speaking of electric vehicles, one of the big thing that's happening is, or going to be happening, is we're going to be getting more and more self-driving vehicles on the road. This is definitely where things are headed. And so right now there's a lot of cars that have self-driving features, but they're not a fully like 100% autonomous, right? Even though they have the capability of being so, they just have to flip a switch and boom, it's autonomous. And the idea is, and this has been in the works for years, the idea of automatic driving vehicles isn't so that you and I can just be lazy and sit there and, you know, play on our phones while we're, you know, being driven around. It's not, that's not really the concept. The concept actually isn't even, well, computers are safer than you and me, that they might be able to pick up nuances, and there is no distracted driving by computers. It's not even that. It is particularly about large cities like LA, San Francisco, New York, and all these others, where you've got lots and lots of traffic, and therefore lots and lots of traffic congestion. Atlanta, for example. I mean, the backed up traffic. Have you ever been in stop and go traffic in Atlanta? It's just a nightmare. And research has shown that the biggest factor that causes like stop and go traffic is not an accident. It's simply somebody wasn't quite paying attention to the car in front of them and maybe tapped their brakes a little too hard, like hit the brakes a little too hard. But that one person who tapped their brakes a little too hard created a chain reaction. The person behind them had to hit their brakes hard. Next person behind them hit their brakes hard. Next person behind them wasn't paying attention. They hit their brakes just a little bit harder. Next person behind them saw that and came to a complete stop because they freaked out. And then all of a sudden, boom, that's created stop and go traffic for a mile back. So researchers for decades have said, if we could have automated driving vehicles that could talk to one another, then they would know what's going on with traffic, what's going on with the flow, and they could talk to each other and there would be no stop and go traffic, and it would help with help things move along, and we wouldn't have as much smog and blah, blah, blah. So with that, researchers at North Carolina State University are saying, well, once we get to that point, we're going to need better communication with the automated driving cars. So they're suggesting we need a fourth color to our traffic lights. They suggest white, but it could be any color. And the idea is that the more automated cars are on the streets, they'll be able to communicate with each other and they'll be able to communicate with the traffic lights. But to coordinate with the non-automated vehicles, we need another light. So the white light or the fourth light would indicate to human drivers who are not driving automated vehicles that there's enough automated vehicles in the area that you can navigate intersections on your own. You don't need to wait for the light to turn green. That if the light is white and you don't need to turn green, instead you just follow the car in front of you because it's probably an automated driving vehicle. And that automated driving vehicle is communicating with the other automated driving vehicles and they will all avoid each other. So as long as you go with the flow, it'll be fine. Like, what the what? It's so confusing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all.
Radio 92.3, Leap for Change. It's Leadership Pensacola's two class projects that is going to help provide basic needs for food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. Learn more about Leap for Change and other projects and donate by going to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Scared me there. Thought I was going to have to do traffic.
Just throw a traffic report in there with that.
President Biden vowing to protect Social Security and Medicare benefits. While speaking in Tampa today, the president took jabs at Republicans he claims want to slash entitlements, naming Florida Senator Rick Scott by name. Southwest chief operating officer apologizing to customers, but refuses to reimburse them with cash. Pressed by senators about the $300 credit the airline offered to passengers whose flights were canceled over Christmas, Andrew Watterson said that if customers decide to fly with another airline, that's their choice. For the first time ever, the military flyover for the start of the Super Bowl will have all female pilots. The historic female flyover will be in honor of 50 years of women in U.S. naval aviation. And today, Amazon releasing the first trailer for the movie Air, set to release in April, telling the story of how Phil Knight and Sonny Vaccaro signed Michael Jordan to the historic shoe contract, starring Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Jason Bateman. Bobby, have you seen that yet?
Nope, I have not. I didn't know about it. This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
That's not true. We talked about this.
We did?
Yeah.
This is the one that... Okay. Let me look this up now. So, with Matt Damon...
There was a few... We talked about it a few weeks ago. Just, you know, it was a movie that was going to be coming out. But, yeah, so the trailer was just released today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess... Well, I definitely haven't seen that. Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. Okay, now I see it. Yeah. I don't know. I've been looking at a lot of things over here. In fact, you know what I thought
your
today was?
Personal fact checker.
Yeah, you're my fact checker, exactly. I thought tonight was Quantumania Day, but no, that's next week.
Oh, yeah, that's next Thursday.
Yeah, I think today is Magic Mike, the final Magic Mike thing. So
okay.
I saw the first one, and that was enough. So... I was like, they're making a second one? No, thank you.
I went and saw 80 for Brady
earlier
this week. Very cheesy, but fun. You know, for if you're a lady who likes football, or if you are a man who likes football, I think you'll like it. You know, it's not a, I mean, it's got a rom com element to it, but it's not really that. It was fun.
All right,
it held my attention enough. But yeah, definitely on the cheesy side.
Well, that's still good, though. I mean, it looks like it's cheesy. It looks like it's a I don't want to say cheesy. It looks more like a it's meant to be more of an innocent type of, you know, show, movie, just kind of a fun movie type thing. So, all right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90. Slowdowns have cleared up and nothing to slow you down in Gulf Breeze on 98. That's going to be 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley also looking good. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So coming up here next, We got a text here. It says, hey, Bobby, the white light issue. This is pertaining to automated vehicles being on the road. It says, so I get in an accident. Cop says, did you see the white light? I said, yes, I did. I thought I was going to heaven. That's funny stuff right there. All right. Coming up here next, got an update for you on Disney. They had breaking news late yesterday. We've learned some more about some of the changes coming about Disney next on News Radio 92.3. So yesterday, Disney announced that they were going to be adding an Avatar experience at Disneyland, much like what they already have at Disney World. It's been very successful at Disney World. And so now they want to go ahead and add one to Disneyland. And plus with the success of the movie, right? But then also they announced late last night they lost like a bunch of streaming. I think 12 million streamers on their Disney Plus. And so with that, they are wanting to go ahead and start layoffs. 7,000 employees, which would be about 3% of the workforce. They're going to cut $5.5 billion in overall costs. Yeah. Well, Bob Iger, the new CEO, or the returned CEO, says that Disney was just too intoxicated by subscriber growth. Yeah, it might have clouded their judgment on certain other business aspects. In the meantime, today here in the state of Florida, the Florida House of Representatives voted to go ahead and keep the Reedy Creek District, but make some changes to it. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, National Pizza Day. I do like the pizza. And with that, I saw a guy who came up with the pizza diet. So, of course, I was like, yes, please. I have to check to see what this is about. So I tell you what the pizza diet is about and why they lost or why he actually lost weight with the pizza diet. Very interesting. So we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. I wanted to bring this up. I was just bringing it up there at the before the break. Didn't get into it a little bit deeper. But the Florida House went ahead and passed a bill. It still has to go to the Senate during the special session here that was dealing with Disney's government, the Reedy Creek District. It's going to change Disney World's government, but it's not going to dissolve it. Remember, that was the discussion before. They're going to dissolve it, and then it'll be absorbed by the local governments and things like that. So instead, they're going to change the name for one. Instead of the Reedy Creek District, it's going to be the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. Okay, let's change the name for one. But the bigger aspect of this is that it's going to take control away from Disney on picking the board members for this government district. So basically, I had this government district, and Disney selected who were the board members. It's taking that away, and instead assigning it to the governor, and then whoever the governor recommends to be the board members will have to be confirmed by the state Senate. And those with ties to Disney or any of the theme parks over the previous 3 years would be banned from serving on the board. So those are the changes that were it was passed in the special session by the Florida House. It does look like it is expected to pass the Senate as well. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can get you can weigh in by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go and get our sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. The NBA is underway right now. The Orlando Magic are beating the Denver Nuggets 33-27. Phoenix Suns and the Atlanta Hawks are tied at 4 apiece, and the game just tipped off on TNT between the Brooklyn Nets and the Chicago Bulls. Nets lead by 2 points. When that game's over, TNT will have the Milwaukee Bucks against the Lakers. NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2. Number one, Purdue taking a lead against Iowa by 15 points. 24 seconds left in the first half. And then on ESPN2, coming up at 8 o'clock, will be number 16 Gonzaga against San Francisco. Then the late game on ESPN2 is USC against Oregon. NCAA women's basketball, we've got number 14 North Carolina leading Syracuse by 4 points with about 30 seconds left in the half. Then on, let's see here, number 9, Duke crushing Boston College in women's basketball, 32-14. Number 5, Iowa against number 2, Indiana. Close game here. 1 point lead for Iowa with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Then number 10, Notre Dame women's basketball leading Pitt by 6 points with a minute left in the game. And also Florida State women's basketball is playing Miami. And number 19, Florida State is only up by 1 point with 2.5 minutes left in the game. NHL hockey underway right now, end of the first period in all these games. Scoreless between Calgary and Detroit. San Jose is beating Florida 1-0. Seattle Kraken and New Jersey is scoreless. Philadelphia Flyers are beating Edmonton 1-0. And 3 minutes left in the game on ESPN. Tampa Bay Lightning are leading Colorado Avalanche. The game just tipped off between the Vancouver and Islanders. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross is. Get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110, checking in clear with no delays. No accidents to report on Highway 90 or Highway 29. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre are looking good. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway also showing no delays, as well as Sorrento Road, Bower Road, and Gulf Beach Highway. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. In sports news, LeBron James going to sit in the game against the Bucks tonight with the Lakers. He surpassed the scoring record, but his ankle was a little bit tweaked, so he's going to rest tonight. According to sources, the Lakers went ahead and parted ways with Russell Westbrook last night. He's going to the Utah Jazz. The Rockets have acquired John Wall from the Clippers. The Warriors are trading their former number two overall pick, James Wiseman, to the Pistons. And big news in the trade world, Kevin Durant now, the latest to leave the Brooklyn Nets. He's headed to the Phoenix Suns. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this article from The Federalist yesterday. We were talking about the top stories in the news were had to deal with the State of the Union and how Jill Biden giving a smooch on the lips to the vice president's husband took all the thunder away from the State of the Union. We did go over some of the like 7 key things that came from the State of the Union address, but the Federalist today came out with 15 big lies, big whoppers that Joe Biden told during the State of the Union address. Here you go. Chuck Schumer is minority leader. He's actually been the majority leader since Biden took office in 2021. More jobs created in 2 years than any other president. Fastest growth in 40 years. Inflation is coming down. Democracy faced the greatest threat since the Civil War on January 6th. He's obviously forgetting about Pearl Harbor and 9/11. I'm responsible for the largest deficit cut in U.S. history. Republicans are trying to cut Social Security. Fires have burned an area the size of Missouri. Biden repeats claim that fast food workers sign non-compete agreements. Biden blames crime wave on COVID after Democrats defunded the police. I re-upped funding for cancer research. Immigration reform will secure the border. Mass shootings went down after the assault weapons ban. Life-saving pro-life laws are extreme, and I'm here to be president for all Americans. These are the 15 big lies that Biden told during the State of the Union address, according to TheFederalist.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. The FDA approved this pill back in August, but the prescriptions became available this week. The pill is called Vibrant. So it's going to make you vibrant? No. It's called Vibrant because it's a new vibrating pill to help treat constipation. A vibrating pill? Like a suppository? No, thank you. Apparently, you take one at night. You actually ingest it. And then you activate each pill before you swallow it. Well, how big is this stinking pill? It vibrates for about 2 hours, stops for 6 hours, then starts vibrating again for another 2 hours. They buzz for 3 seconds at a time, followed by a 2 second pause, and then another 3 seconds. Huh? Some people said they could feel the pill vibrating inside them, but it wasn't uncomfortable or painful. It's $69 a month. It's not covered by insurance. Doctors tested it on 200 people who suffer from persistent constipation, meaning fewer than 3 bowel movements a week. 40% said it helped them go at least 1 additional time per week, and it was less straining involved. A vibrating pill. I mean, it's kind of amazing in one aspect. The other aspect, I'm like, I'm not taking anything that's going to be vibrating in my system. It just seems very uncomfortable. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here, says, as info, before getting home, I caught a short bit of your news. China's balloon had Western parts and English words on it. On both the national news with David Muir and local Channel 3 did not speak any word on that info when covering the matter. Thanks for keeping us informed. Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if any of the printed words on there were, hello, Joe. Yeah. Here you go, Joe. This is what you asked for. No. Can you imagine trying to get through TSA with that pill? Yeah, no, thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, it's National Pizza Day. Let's talk about the pizza diet. This thing sounds amazing. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, President Biden's vowing to protect Social Security and Medicare benefits. He spoke in Tampa today, taking jabs at Republicans, including Senators Rick Scott, who he claims want to slash entitlements. Senator Scott recently called the president a liar. Republican voters picking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over former President Trump in a hypothetical matchup for 2024. That's in a new Monmouth University poll in which 53% of voters said they would pick DeSantis. Only 40% chose Trump. For the first time ever, the military flyover during the national anthem at the Super Bowl will have all female pilots. The historic female flyover is in honor of 50 years of women in U.S. naval aviation. And speaking of the big game, prop bets are out, including the color of Gatorade dumped on the winning coach, whether the coin toss will be heads or tails, will there be a proposal after the game? And one of my favorites, the number of TikToks that Jackson Mahomes, Patrick's brother, will make during the game.
That's a funny one, yeah. All right, it's I don't know. I wouldn't have the first place to guess in any of those, I think, that you just mentioned.
Well, they have like
national
odds.
Anthem ones, I wouldn't have a. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, I mean, you in most cases, I mean, they'll give you a list of like 2 or 3. I mean, some of them are like, uh-huh. Will it be heads or tails? But oh, like in okay. The instance well, of yeah. Gatorade color, they'll list like 4 or 5 of them with the odds. So okay. It does it for you in a sense.
I got you. Okay. All right. I got you. So you don't have to just like come up with something.
No.
Some options to guess something. Yeah. Okay, well, that makes it a little bit easier overall.
So like the over under is 1.5 TikToks for Jackson Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a big difference then. Perfect.
And I think he's already started making some to Arizona.
Gotcha. Yeah. Showing off his lavish lifestyle.
Oh boy.
That he earned.
Jackson, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect no slowdown. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Today is National Pizza Day. I do like pizza. That's one where I wish I could eat it every day. Well, apparently I can. This personal trainer in the UK came up with a 30-day pizza diet. He ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for a month. And guess what? He lost 7.5 pounds. That's amazing. Now, he did eat other stuff, too. When he needed a snack, he'd have things like protein bars. But for his actual meals, he just ate pizza. He averaged about 10 slices a day, 300 slices in the month. And so looking at it, well, how did he lose weight? Well, part of it is because he made healthier pizza at home, but also because he just made sure he ate around 2,000 calories a day. And so he's showing people you don't have to sacrifice foods to lose weight. You just can't overdo it. And, you know, this reminds me of there was a study done, it was about like 10 years ago, when this professor wanted to show that urban food deserts were a real problem, meaning you live in an urban community, you may not have access to healthy foods, and that's a huge problem for people and to help them be healthy. So he wanted to prove it, so he went on a 30-day diet where he only ate food from convenience stores. So anything you get from convenience stores, so you're talking, you know, yeah, they might have a banana here or there or something like that, but it's mostly like, you know, packaged donuts and, you know, the hot dogs and stuff like this. After his 30 days, he lost weight. His cholesterol levels went down. His blood pressure was better. And he was like, what in the world happened? So he had to go back and research everything. And go, I thought I was, you know, this food desert thing was a problem. And so he went back to his research and realized what the problem was. During the convenience store diet, he just ate convenience store food, but he kept track of his calories and made sure for the scientific purposes that he maintained a 2,000 calorie diet, and realized prior to the experiment, he didn't watch his calories and therefore was eating much more than 2,000 calories a day. So once he did 2,000 calories a day, he lost weight. And his cholesterol levels went down and blood pressure went down and everything went good, and just realized, okay, guess what? It comes down to it. Even though it'd be nicer to not have food deserts, as long as you're watching your calorie content, you'll lose weight and you can be healthier. And that's what it comes down to, that we as a society, we just overeat. I know that's my problem. I overeat. It's my problem. And I eat late at night too. You know, I get done with the show here, I head home. By the time I get home, then I want to eat something. You know, that's the problem right there. The late at night eating and overeating too much. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you guys like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. We'll be back tomorrow. We got your weekend movie preview. We've got your jobs report and much more right here on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.